With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is calling on the U.S. and Europe to work to repair their torn relationship. Emma Burrows reports world leaders descending on Germany for the annual Munich Security Conference talked about a host of subjects.
Last year, Vice President J.D. Vance came and launched a blistering attack on America's European allies, forcing leaders to confront a future where the U.S. is not always aligned with Europe.
As for Merz, he says that warmer relations would be in both parties' best interest.
Even the United States will not be powerful enough to go it alone. Dear friends, being a part of NATO is not only Europe's competitive advantage, it's also the United States' competitive advantage.
The world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has been ordered to sail from the Caribbean to the Middle East. That puts more American firepower behind President Trump's threat that Iran must make a deal with the U.S. on its nuclear program. San Francisco's teachers' strike, the city's first in nearly half a century, is over.
I am Maria Sue, superintendent of San Francisco Unified School District. Today, I am pleased to stand here to announce that we have a tentative agreement to get our kids back into school.
And Sue's comments courtesy of KGO. The teachers' union and the school district reached a tentative agreement early today after an all-night bargaining session. A key measure of inflation fell to a nearly five-year low last month. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%. That's not far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour down about 80 points, NASDAQ off about 90. This is SRN News. A transgender controversy in Washington State.
A member of the girls' wrestling team is suing after claiming to have been sexually assaulted by a boy living as a girl during a match. The 16-year-old girl who attends Rogers High School says she was not made aware before the match that her opponent would be a boy. The local sheriff's office tells the Christian Post it's launched an investigation. Washington is one of several states that allows boys to compete against girls in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
The chairman of the Federal Religious Liberty Commission has ousted a member after a hearing that featured tense exchanges on the definition of anti-Semitism. The ousted member, Kerry Bowler, had defended prominent commentator Candace Owens, who routinely shares anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Commission Chairman Dan Patrick said no member of the commission has a right to, in his words, hijack a hearing for their own personal and political agenda on any issue. This is SRN News. A lawyer from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, has made history as the nation's oldest ever winter Olympian.
U.S. curler Rich Ruinen made Olympic history after joining the team as an alternate at the end of the game. On Thursday, the U.S. men trailed Switzerland 8-2 in their opening round-robin match when they subbed him in. At 54, he became the oldest American to compete at the Winter Olympics. Ruinen stepped onto the ice and delivered a solid shot as teammates cheered. Ruinen also balances the role with a full-time law practice. He trains before dawn, works all day, and handles Zoom hearings on the road. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Tough times for one Japanese automaker, Nissan, reporting deeper losses for the latest quarter, the one ending in December compared to a year ago. Restructuring costs cut into the company's profitability. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.